If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
WGN, John Williams here with Neil Fisher, the author of Behind the Screens, the illustrated floor plans and scenes from the greatest TV shows of all time. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're a Chicago area guy.
Yes, yeah, I live in LaGrange Park with my wife, grew up in North Riverside, so very local.
Yeah, you and I would have been neighbors. We might have bumped into each other. I'd lived there for 10 years.
Maybe we waved across the grass as we were walking by or something, yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Or taking the train into the city. By profession, you are what?
By profession, I'm a director, filmmaker. I do commercials primarily. I do films, short films, feature films. And then I'm also a podcaster. I do a trivia podcast called Triviality.
You won an award for a Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, so we did a Super Bowl campaign for Cars.com. It was a social media campaign that we won a Cannes Lion for it, which is really cool. And it was something that we did where we filmed up to the minute of the Super Bowl, all these different pieces of content, and then we released them live during the Super Bowl and interacted with other companies. So some of them, we had no idea what we were filming, if it was going to work out, and one of them I knew was going to work was Backstreet Boys were in a Doritos commercial. I said, if they're going to be in the commercial, they're going to be wearing white, just like the video for I Want It That Way. So I said, let's make sure our costumes are white, and I think it's going to work out, and it did, luckily. Yeah,
that sounds nerve-wracking, too, though.
It was very nerve-wracking. We had about 45 people in a war room on the day of the Super Bowl. We had all gigs and gigs of content that we had to put together and edit in real time, but it was great. It was a wonderful experience.
So tell me about this book, then, Behind the Screens, Illustrated Floor Plans. I've got the book, and it shows the floor plans of our favorite TV shows, scenes, or settings. It's hand-drawn, though, isn't it?
It's all hand-drawn.
Perfectly. I mean, it's very clear what you can see.
Yeah, it's just very classic artwork. It all started with an artist named Iñaki. He's in Spain right now. He's a resident there, and he's a big fan of American TV. So he draws architectural layouts of all your famous TV shows. If you can kind of imagine an overhead floor plan of all these famous sets that you see on your TV every night. And so he picked a bunch of shows. He sells some of them on Etsy. And we put the book together, and I was able to do all the research and do all the writing, history, behind the scenes, Easter eggs to supplement his artwork. And it's just a nice compendium that's fun, pop culture heavy, and it's, I think, a perfect coffee table book.
How many TV shows do you then illustrate?
35.
35. Was it hard to decide which ones made the 35 cut?
A little bit, yeah. We had to do the classic ones, obviously, and we wanted to make sure we had some of the oldies, we had some of the new ones, some that maybe will be classics in the future. Like, we think, we were talking before we recorded, Schitt's Creek, you know, is already kind of a classic, but I think it'll last for many more years. So we kind of picked a nice range that we thought would, fill TV history as best as we could.
Yeah, right. Now I'm just in the back of my mind saying, okay, what about Brady Bunch? You've got Brady Bunch.
We got Brady Bunch, yeah.
That's probably one of the most famous TV homes, right?
Oh, of course. One of the most famous of all time. It was actually the second most photographed exterior after the White House for many, many years. People would go to North Hollywood, get a picture in front of the Brady household, just like me and my mom did many years ago. I watched it with her growing up. And my favorite thing about that show is it only lasted a short number of seasons, but it's just lived on because of syndication. People still watch it to this day. And my favorite fact that didn't make the book, which I'm glad I'm going to get to say now, is the famous moment when Marsha gets hit in the nose with a football and she breaks her nose. She can't go on her date. The night that episode aired, Maureen McCormick, who played Marsha, actually got into a fender bender and broke her nose for real. Yeah.
Hooray! You're listening to WGN right now, and you heard that. It didn't even make the book, so there's...
Exclusive.
Exclusive content. Okay, well, let's do this. I'll give you the show. You tell me the setting, the scene, you know, the floor plan, and then maybe something about that
sure.
is fun to know in what is a really pretty book. It's really well made, too. It's a hardback but thin book. It's 35... TV shows, and it's a great gift or coffee table thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it is at my house right now. I was supposed to bring it in. It's on my coffee table, and I look at it when I'm watching TV. Give me one you like that you were especially inspired by.
Well, the first one I wrote actually for the book, it was sort of a test, was Seinfeld. Seinfeld was always on our household every night, during dinner. I watch it on repeat. It's just one of those shows that you can always watch over and over again. And that one was really fun for me. And I actually overwrote it a little too much. And the editor said, I can tell you like the show because you're about two pages too long.
Well, as a trivia podcaster, you could do a whole night, I'm sure you have, of Seinfeld trivia.
Oh, yeah. And people love Seinfeld. So they're really good trivia players.
So then what do you have displayed in the book? What is the illustration of?
So for Seinfeld, it's the overhead of his apartment, apartment 5A, Jerry's apartment. There's also some props in there, like the puffy shirt, which now resides in the Smithsonian.
Really?
Yep. There's the Fusilli Jerry, which Kramer made for Bette Midler. He made one for Bette Midler, but he made for Jerry as well, out of pasta. And what's great about Seinfeld, my favorite fact about it, and Iñaki, the illustrator, corrected it, as he did with all of the floor plans. He actually made them realistic. So if they were real homes, this is what they would look like. So for Seinfeld, and on the show, if you know, when Jerry comes up his hallway, he meets Newman or whatever, him and Kramer live in that hallway. The way it's designed on the TV show would actually cut right through his kitchen, so it wouldn't exist in real life. So Iñaki fixed it, so that way when you look at his apartment, there would be no construction issues.
Mary Tyler Moore Show?
Oh, yeah, just...
one of the great apartments of TV all time.
Great apartments of TV. You have Rhoda's apartment, too, that's wonderful. And what's great about that show, it's just the impact it had on television culture. It not only... took us out of the home, out of the living room of TV, like Isle of Lucy. It brought us into the workplace, which we hadn't done, showed a strong female making her way in the world, sort of inner office politics and joking and things like that. And Mary Tyler Moore is just such a trailblazer for TV. I don't think we would have had, The Office or any other show that took place in the workplace without Mary Tyler Moore.
It's interesting. She was just lovely in every sense of the word, wasn't she?
Yeah.
I love the fashions on that show, too. She would come into a scene, or when Rhoda would come in, you'd go, oh, look at those clothes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's always a good sign when they make a statue of you, right, in Minnesota. So that means you did something good.
I have a picture of me in front of that. Gilmore Girls.
So Gilmore Girls, my wife's favorite show. That one is just, comfort food. It's one that is completely filmed in the back lot of Warner Brothers. You can go visit that set anytime you want. It's, Anytown USA is what they call it there. And it was based on Washington Depot in Connecticut, a small town that inspired Amy Sherman Palladino, the showrunner, to create the show. And it's just the perfect blend of... small town hijinks. And my favorite fact about that show is the scripts were so long. They were actually 20, 25 pages longer than a normal script because the way it was designed was that the actors would be speaking very rapidly like a screwball comedy from the 30s and 40s.
True.
And there had to be word perfect, had to be verbatim, no improv. And so it was very much like a play. And the actors actually had a special coach on set to make sure they could talk and breathe fast enough to do the dialogue.
Hmm. You did Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that briefly.
So as a filmmaker, Arrested Development is very interesting because that show ushered in a new era of digital video. They shot everything on digital video to keep costs down so that way they could spend as much money as they could on the actors, on the scripts, on the sets. Ron Howard produced that one. He also does the voiceover, as many people know. But the digital video boom really started after that, and that show is just full of callbacks and improv and just expertly written scripts that some of these jokes don't pay off for two seasons. And then once you get to it, you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I remembered that joke from season one. And in the book, we have the stair car that's featured prominently in the show. And it actually makes a cameo in Captain America Civil War because the directors of that, Joe and Anthony Russo, were the directors on Arrested Development.
The callbacks, I guess that's, I know what you're talking about there, where they will say or something will happen. There'll be a character like a girl that he's dating who is kind of funky with her style and attitude, and it'll be a long time before there's a reveal about why she is that way. And sometimes it'll just be a punchline to a joke that will take episodes to land. And I've wondered, they must have known that, right? Like they didn't accidentally go back and go, hey, we can do this. They were patient, I guess, in the writing of that.
Oh, very patient. And it's one of those shows where they had, complete confidence in the writing team and the creators to do that. It did have some hiccups, later on when it was, canceled and then went to Netflix. But if you watch that show, at least the first three seasons, you'll see all of these wonderful jokes written in there that are weaved so perfectly.
Speaking of fashions, what about Schitt's Creek?
Schitt's Creek was just a really great show. One of the few shows where all the lead actors won an Emmy, like the Golden Girls and a few other shows as well. And that one, just a wonderful supporting cast, filmed it up in Canada. In the book, we show the Rose Motel, their main setting for the show. And actually, if you remember the set, there's Bob's Garage and Main Street, where they have the town hall and the Rose Apothecary. That's actually just a small little cross street in Canada that you can go visit. You can go drive up to right outside Toronto. And go imagine that you're going to the Rose Apothecary yourself. But Schitt's Creek, what else can you say about Eugene Levy and the whole team there, Daniel Levy? I mean, just a nice comedic show, but also a huge heart, which I think is why it was so successful.
Yeah, I wasn't sure I was going to like it until the last episode of the second season. the last episode of the second season, I believe, was the Christmas episode.
Yeah.
And that's where he tells him, hey, listen, I love these people. They're good people. They're nicer to me than you've been. I don't know if I'm doing that scene or that setting justice, but I went, oh, this is a good show. You know, it was the turnoff for me at first was the name of the show.
Right.
I thought, I don't need that.
I think a lot of people felt that way. And I think,
boomer, you know, John, just give it a try for crying out loud.
My favorite fact about that show is Catherine O'Hara is so good on that show. And the reason she always says all those strange words and weird inflections
is
her makeup artist gave her a book of strange words. And so every script she'd go, I'm going to put this word in the script.
Really?
Yeah. So she's a genius. Yeah.
As are you to sort of.
Oh, thank you.
maybe flesh out these shows and the places they take place. The book is called Behind the Screens, Illustrated Floor Plans. You do see that. And scenes from the greatest TV shows of all time. 35 shows illustrated with your prose to go along. Neil, are you going to then do a follow-up to this and then a follow-up to that? This is all you have to do now.
I would love to do that. Yeah, I was talking with Inyaki, the illustrator, and if we can get more TV shows, I'd love to do a Hollywood one. I'm an even bigger movie nerd than I am a TV nerd. And Broadway would be great, too. I'd love to do some Broadway sets. So,
gosh, I'm thinking movies. Lord, the world is your oyster.
Yep.
I want you to do The Courtship of Eddie's Father. Now you got to go back and watch all the episodes of that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, good luck to you. So I guess the book is available everywhere. Huh?
It'll be available everywhere today. You can, or if you'd like to go online, you can go to Amazon. If you want to support independent bookshops, go to bookshops.org. But yeah, you can go anywhere you'd like to get it.
Behind the Screens. You get it? Illustrated Floor Plans. Neil Fisher. Okay. Come back again soon.
I'd love to be back. Thank you so much for having me.